Whatever you insert after I am is one of the most powerful things that your brain is hearing. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome.
Thank you, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning. Have you had your coffee?
I did.
What kind of coffee this morning?
Just regular old coffee from the grocery store.
Wait, you made it yourself?
I made it myself.
Drip pot or percolator?
I got one of those refillable plastic K-cup things that you don't throw them away. You like refill with coffee grounds.
Okay. Because so, we know what can happen with the K-cups.
Yes.
And if anyone's like, oh my God, they just say that they can hold a lot of chemical pesticides, or when the plastic heats up, you're eating that plastic. So
none of that.
No, exactly. But do you ever want to get a percolator so that you can go back to that song? And like percolate. While you're in the kitchen, you can be like, it's time for the percolator. Yes. It's time for the percolator. And you could twerk.
Yeah. And sometimes I just do.
Are you able to make one butt cheek twerk and then the other?
You know, I've tried and I still try. I don't think I can twerk.
I cannot.
I don't think I can twerk, period, to be honest.
Is it something that you want to work on? Is it a goal or is it?
It is a goal. I love that people can do that.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a nice goal to be done by your honeymoon.
Yeah. I think Adam really would like that. And so would my parents. If I could just do that at our reception, they'd be like, wow, is Evan's twerking?
Oh, I love that. Is that one butt cheek? Look at the control. Look at the control of our daughter. I just had no idea. As I was powdering those buns, that they would be such an active role in my life.
Powdering those little twerk buns.
Do you think that we should make twerk powder, like magic powder?
Yes.
And have it be like, just sprinkle this on your buns and watch your butt magically start twerking.
I do. Twerk, 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 twerk. And it should have a little sparkle.
Should. And it's actually like something that causes your nerves to twitch. Yes. So like as you walk, it's like twerk, 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 twerk.
This is ridiculous. Oh. Wait, do you know, isn't it interesting how women used to like powder themselves?
I powdered myself.
I
had a powder puff.
You had a poof, right? Or whatever it was.
Totally. And I was like, oh, got to put my powder on for the day.
We've talked about this, I think.
Have we?
Powdering? I don't know. Powdering?
Maybe this was a conversation you had at like a cocktail hour or something. Okay. And you know what would happen is powder would get on your clothes then. And sometimes you'd see like, I'd be like, oh mom, you have some powder on your pants.
Yeah. Powder was a big thing. And you had to like, I feel like in the summer it was big because you were sweaty down there.
You just want to talk up your whole body.
You just need a powder.
I just want to be like, hey, I know you're looking at me like I'm human, but I don't sweat because I have powder. I have an inch of powder in my underwear right now. So
the like, things we do to stay whatever.
Like what if we did double layer underwear and one layer you could just fill it with powder
and it would just kind of seep out when it was needed. I was just thinking of that noise. I swear to God. This is absurd.
Like it's the Airwick when you walk in the room. Yes. So whenever you walk in a new room, it's like, you're like, oh,
I feel better.
They're like, dude, is that florals? And you're like, actually it is mixed with eucalyptus.
It's new. It's very calming.
Did you know pandas eat eucalyptus?
But you know what?
So right now I'm like a panda attractor. Be careful.
Someone in California is going to think
about that.
You
have a panda on your ass. Why is that panda eating your butt? Oh, it's my new eucalyptus Airwick underwear. Panda pants.
That's going to be on Goop. Just wait. They steam their vagina on Goop.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing.
For why?
I think it's supposed to be good for you, for your
I don't know anything about it. I just know Gwyneth Paltrow talks about steaming her. Am I allowed to say the vagina on
Why
here?
Do we do that?
I don't know. I think it's some kind of like keeping it young, keeping it fresh.
I don't know.
I don't know what these I California don't have any photo shoots do
lately. So I think that whatever's happening down there for me is great.
Me too. I'm just going to leave it as is.
Steaming sounds a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even steam my face. I don't even steam my clothes. Do you do that with an iron? Is that how they're doing it?
Oh God. Like a steam iron? I hope not. That sounds very like a regular dangerous. Iron.
But if you don't have a face steamer, what are you doing that with?
I think you go get it done.
Definitely not doing it. Like, I don't know about you, but even if you go get waxed, I'm just like, I feel like I need to just sit and talk with this person first and be like, hey, really grateful for you. And also sorry. I don't know why. Maybe I have some shame. Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Are you also a therapist? Are you a waxing therapist?
And they're like, please just stop talking.
Are you a wear-up-thist? Sorry. Yeah. They're like, please shut up, ma'am.
So what's up, Lori?
Oh, sorry. We went down a spiral.
We did.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh my gosh. It was really fun. Do you know what I did?
What?
I went to your house.
Do tell me all about it. Because I haven't gotten to talk to you since.
I know. It was so fun. And you made us the most lovely dinner.
Salmon.
Yeah. No, I felt so healthy and great after.
Oh my God. I love hearing that. Because I feel like my goal when I entertain is to show people like, see, we can still have treats and eat super healthy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go home and be like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
No. Do you know, I actually called my mom the next day and I was like, Lori's just a great reminder that you can have people over and be healthy and have fun and it still be lovely.
Oh my God. That is
it's true.
Just the happiest ever. Mm-hmm. And so I'll give you my tip on that.
Tell me.
So just fill your sides with tons of vegetables because there's amazing vegetable sides.
Yeah.
Have like a healthy main and then have one thing that people can go to town on. So like a big thing of pasta.
That was so good.
And that really gives the option of like, hey, you're going to fill your plate with mostly healthy. But if you're somebody who wants to just go to town on pasta or something like that, absolutely. I have a massive bowl for you.
It was so good.
Do it up. But that's the key. I always do that when I'm putting it together in my cart because sometimes I get overwhelmed and I'm like, okay. So 75% healthy, one just like, blam.
That's a great tip. And talk about that yummy dessert too.
Oh, Jackie brought mochi ice cream and ice cream things.
Yeah. What are those things?
So they're covered. So it's just ice. I think it's just like gelato covered in mochi, which is freaking awesome. So it's that chewy texture, but wasn't that great? And those two were just like little bite-sized things that were super fun.
Yeah. And you don't feel, and you're very satisfied with them. I mean, I could eat the whole thing, but one little bite.
Three,
yeah. So. I think I had like four.
So let's be honest. You're like one little bite and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Or the box.
One little bite of four of them really satisfied me. Yeah. It was really awesome.
They're so good.
Do you have a quote?
Oh yeah, I do.
Wait, do we do reviews first?
Oh, let's do a review. You're going to love this one. It's from Tracy Nadler.
Tracy, we love you.
Love Tracy Nadler.
Tracy is like a light in the world.
She
and
is.
Also has the best style.
She has the best style.
Just like one of the most awesome women. Hi, Trace.
I agree. She's
Can
just,
I call you Trace?
She's okay. One of those people, she just shows up in the world and she does so much good work. She is just, she's a good person.
We just love her.
I love her so much. She said, you and Evans are seriously so hilarious. I eagerly await every Wednesday to hear your silliness, humor, and sound advice. Whoa. Your podcast makes me literally laugh out loud and puts so much joy in my heart. Mm-hmm. I love how you combine humor with self-help and are just being yourselves. It's so refreshing to listen to. I wish I could hear you every day. Like, I'm not kidding you. Could have a morning show just like Hoda and Kathy Lee, now Jenna. Thank you for showing up as you and providing laughter and wisdom to my day.
Wow. And that's our goal. And thank you so much, Tracy. That was like the nicest thing to ever hear. And confirmation on, you know, her and I would love to do a every morning show.
Yeah.
Could I just do this and then like be like, we're done?
Yeah, we're done for the day.
Wow. This is amazing. Okay, great. My morning has started awesome. Okay. Tracy, if you want, you know, a mug or a t-shirt, you just write in customer service and you let us know because I want to send you something awesome or I'll just see you soon.
Yeah. At one of your events.
Yes, exactly.
She's so wonderful.
All right. What is your quote, Evans?
My quote comes from a composer. So it's music related.
Ooh.
It says the pause is as important as the note.
Wow.
Which I really liked right now.
I really love that. How does that relate to your life?
Because everything is very busy and moving fast. And sometimes I just, before I get angry about something or stressed out, I just need
to Hulk out.
Yep. For a Hulk out, I need to just pause for a second.
I just want to see you Hulk out once.
I screamed into a pillow 2 days ago.
Did you really? That's so awesome.
Felt really good.
Was anyone around?
Yeah, Adam was. He saw the whole thing.
And he's still around.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go crazy for a second. He was like, okay.
I've had that too, where I've just been like, Chris, I just need to let it all out.
And gotta let
it out. It's like witnessing something.
Yeah.
It's literally witnessing like, oh, let little angry Evans out.
You and gotta let her out.
Like Tasmanian devil. Like just spin around and just turn purple or whatever color you want.
Just turn into a little tornado.
Well, how are you feeling now?
So much better. I let it out.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is one of the most important things to like have somebody to talk to, have a pillow to scream into, or have somebody witness your where you're at.
Yes.
It's so powerful. I was thinking of that yesterday when I needed to talk about something. I was just like, I need to just like have somebody witness how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Why am I keeping this in? It's just going to be so much better just to say it out loud. And it was. So I love that. And I also love the pause because in playing guitar, it's so true. Like there's always like this pause that you want to rush through, but it's important for the song to like be the song and know how long the pauses are. It's really interesting. The song can't be the song without the pause.
No,
just like
it can't.
Evans can't be Miss Evans without the pause.
You got to have that pause.
She turns into Hulk.
Get scary.
Scary. All right. This one is from The Tonester, AKA Tony Robbins.
Woo woo.
It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. And I've been talking a lot about deciding. Yes. Evans, I'm going to get that decide tattoo. I really am.
Good.
I am. Just watch me.
Decide.
Yeah. As soon as I have a little time, I'm going to go in.
Are you going to get it in your mouth?
My lower lip.
Your lower lip.
Yes. I actually know people with that, which is just so gangster. Yeah,
it is pretty gangster.
Yes. I'm like, that is pretty hardcore. Like that would be super painful.
Yeah. I don't think I could do that. So props to them.
Mm-hmm. I did have my tongue pierced when I was 18.
Did it hurt?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was one of those rebellious acts that I was like, yeah.
We all have them.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
Except I realized I was the man getting
sticking
stuck.
It on my tongue.
So I was like, oh, didn't prove anything to anyone.
But
except
it was fun.
A nice tongue infection, pretty much. Yeah, I was on my way to Mexico, I was like, I'm going to get my tongue pierced. And yeah, which you're not supposed to like drink or smoke. I did both.
Yeah.
And I just had the most swollen tongue the whole time. I was a super smart kid. It was just terrible.
A lot of people, young people will do that. You're not alone.
Yeah, I'm definitely not alone.
Yeah.
So anyway, super cool girl at 18, like, hi, no, my name's Lori. But I'm Lori. Do you have any Corona? It's really awesome. I'm like, this is so much fun. Are you having fun on the spring break? Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? You have a story to tell now.
I sure do. Okay, so love that quote because it's in those moments of decision that your life actually changes.
Yeah.
And so many of us are saying we're going to do it, but we never actually decide because a decision is backed with action, backed with pulling out all of your other options. And also speaking life into it. There's a lot that goes into a decision. So I should really do a podcast on that.
Yeah, you really should.
Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of questions. They're about resistance.
Okay.
Speaking of needing to make a decision.
Yeah.
This one's from at Earn Marie. How do I have all the pieces and support I need to do this thing, but I still don't do it?
Oh, I love that question. Well, I think first of all the support and all of the, what does she say, Marie?
I have all the pieces and support, but I'm still not doing it.
So you have all the pieces and all the support, but you are missing one step.
What?
And that is to set something in stone or have an action that you have to show up for no matter what. So probably because you did not put something on the line, like you didn't put money down on something, you didn't set a date, you didn't join something, you didn't book a teacher, you didn't book a coach, you didn't book a class, you didn't you know, you have to have something really tangible that gets you started, because you can have all the support and everything that you need, but if you don't actually take the action and be like, right now I'm putting this on my credit card, or right now I'm booking that class, or right now I'm calling my friend and we're booking that trip together, or whatever that thing is. Or you're just not going to move forward. It'd be like talking about getting married, but never actually getting a ring or setting a date. You're like, I don't get it. I have the guy.
Yeah.
I have the vet. Like, I know where I want to get married. I know where I want to go. I can see our 2.5 children already.
Right.
Except I don't understand why we're just not leaping over the broomstick. You didn't set a date.
You didn't
put money down on the venue.
Nope.
You didn't actually commit to that ring. You didn't say the words out loud for everyone to hear. You didn't send the invitation. You didn't do the thing.
Dang.
Son of a bitch. You didn't do it.
You're not going to get married if you don't do those
things. You're not going to be married. So go and do those things. You can talk about it all you want. You can even, like I said, you can have that man. He can be full-fledged ready for you.
And if you're not doing something,
then you ain't doing
him. Ain't doing anybody.
Maybe you are. I don't know what your beliefs are.
We don't know.
So we're going to leave it there. And
so that person, so Earn Marie just needs to put something on the line.
Put something on the line so that your higher self is forced to come out.
I need to do that too, Earn Marie. I feel you.
We both feel you.
Yeah, it's hard.
Actually, I'm putting a lot on the line right now.
Yeah, you're really good about putting stuff
certain
on
things,
the line.
Certain things. Yeah.
Do you want another question?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is from Michelle O Fitness. How do you quickly identify resistant behavior, thoughts, and paradigms and redirect the energy?
I love that Michelle Obama wrote in.
I know, Michelle Obama.
I didn't know she listened.
So sweet of her.
I know. Thank you for listening.
And she does love fitness too. So she really does. Her.
Can you read that again from Michelle O?
How do you quickly identify resistant behavior, thoughts, and paradigms and redirect the energy?
Okay, so something that I'm in right now is just that whole phase of like, nothing is bad. Resistance is really for you. So when you get it, it's actually a really positive thing. Mm-hmm. It's showing you like, this is new and this is exactly where you're meant to be. So a lot of us can be like, oh, here it is again. Oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a, what president is that? President Bush?
That does sound like President Bush.
Won't be pertinent at this juncture.
It's very Texas.
David Spade. Yeah. So I think identify it as, oh, this is telling me this is new. This mm-hmm. is something that's going to be a bit more of a challenge. And if I apply focus to it, there's going to be a reward. So when resistance comes up, I'm like, here it is. There's going to be a reward if I sit in this fire. Like I sit in the discomfort because resistance is really uncomfortable. To me, it literally feels like my inner temper tantrum, like my inner toddler is having a temper tantrum. And it's like, oh my God, it wants to do anything but this. But I know if I can kind of tame this right now and just sit through it, there's a huge reward on the other side.
Yeah.
So I just identify it and sit with it. Did I answer that? You answered
that. You said, how do you quickly identify the resistant behavior? You know what it is.
Yeah, I think you absolutely know what it is. It's wanting to do anything but sit down and do the thing you have to do.
Right.
For sure. What do you do, Evan? So when you are in resistance around, what are you in resistance around right now doing? Is there something?
I've got some things on my wedding to-do list that I have not done.
And how come? Because they're just not.
Because I just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible excuse.
Because they're not super fun things?
Yeah.
Like
they're
what?
Just like little tasks I need to get done. I'm trying to think. Just like, you know, the last minute to-do list that is just boring, like admin stuff.
Yes.
So like with any event, you've got those little things and you know what? I know I need to do them. So instead of going like for a walk or watching something on Netflix, just get them done.
Yeah. Do you have plans to do them? How are you going to get through it though? Schedule them or
you
what?
Know what I
you know
do?
You have to do them soon.
Got to do them soon. I made a spreadsheet with all my final to-do lists and I set I really did do this. I can show you. I set due dates. And so I have to follow those due dates or else it's not going to be done because no one else is going to do it.
So you did something huge.
Yeah, I guess I did do it.
So you know it's coming.
I know it's coming.
Right. And that's some of the first steps because I think sometimes we're like, oh, I'm not doing it. Well, get yourself ready to do it then.
Yeah.
If you know that the next step is not like, oh yeah, I'm going to go from zero, not wanting to do this, watching Netflix and eating cheese puffs on your couch to doing it. That's not going to happen. So I think that that step of putting it in the calendar with a deadline.
Yes.
That's actually what I'm talking about. That's the decision. So you've made the decision that you are doing it.
Yes.
And you've made the decision of when. And you've also made the realization that if you don't do it, then it's not getting done.
Right. No one
else is gonna
do it. So
I freaking love that you just pointed that out, because that's actually the decision moment, is putting it in your calendar and being like, here's where I'm going to show up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't want to, but here's how it, like, that's how I am all the time. I know my deadlines.
Yep.
And deadlines are deadlines for me. Like if I don't do them, then they're just not getting done. And that's a real problem, because then I'm letting people down.
And it's the worst feeling. You don't want to miss deadlines.
No, you really don't. Because then you're not getting married. You're not jumping over that broom.
No, there's no broom.
No broom.
And I got to order the broom.
Do you have the deadline for that?
I need to add it to the task list.
Could you please add a broom to your ceremony?
That would be so cute.
And just jump the little like bow.
I love that little tradition.
On a broom.
That'd That's be so, a cute
where
tradition.
Where did that come from?
You know, I have no idea. Everyone has so many different, there's so many unique things you can do.
Are you going to do anything at your wedding that's like a bring in some different traditions?
We're having champagne during the ceremony. Like everyone's going to get a glass when they sit down.
Oh, during the ceremony?
Yeah.
So while you're getting married?
Yeah. I wanted people to feel relaxed.
I love that. So that's so much better than waiting.
I agree.
That's so nice. I mean, you're like, this is a dry ceremony.
Right.
No pun intended.
Well, we're not getting married in a church or anything, so we have that ability to hand out.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess champagne in church could also be a way to get your members going.
I feel like people would sing more.
Probably. I think it'd get your membership up for sure. In the pockets would be looser.
You know what? You'd get a lot of money for your church.
Sure would. So anybody who wants to start a champagne church. Did you say you go to a champagne church? I sure do.
Sure do.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay. This is from Rebecca Manella. How do you work through the discomfort when resistance presents as anxiety or panic? How do you work through that discomfort?
You know, I've been really welcoming discomfort, because that is where you change. And we try to run from change so much, and then we just run to more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been like, here it is. Here's those butterflies. Here's that dizziness. Here's where I think I'm going to pass out. Here's where I've been getting it. I've been getting it visit me in weird places.
When does it visit you?
Me new to earth. Me here, first time. Resistance big.
It's true though. It happens.
Me sit in fire. I don't know. Burn old self away. Become new. Am I a caveman or am I an alien? Or both.
A combo.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Halloween's coming up. I could be both.
You could be a caveman alien.
A alien. All right. No offense to any aliens out there, because I actually think we have some that listen.
No, yeah. I feel like an alien pretty much 80% of my life.
Yeah,
so.
I like that. Don't mind me. Forgive what I said. I'm an alien.
I'm an alien. I'm new here.
I'm new here. Constantly in new situations.
That would be great R2-D2. If you could use that excuse. Like, sorry, I just got to this planet. I'm still figuring it out.
Alien. Have you ever seen Men in Black? Me.
You ever seen Coneheads?
Me.
Coneheads is a great movie if we haven't seen it.
I think I saw it, but it was years ago. I'll have to watch that again.
It's pretty
Let's
wild.
See if I want to take another 2 hours of my life to invest into that again.
Coneheads.
Yeah.
Wait, but what's the question? How do you work through the discomfort, Lori? How do you work through it?
You work through it by working through it.
But what if you're in a complete state of panic and you're like, I don't know what to do?
Then you just sit there and you let that feeling rush over you and you mm-hmm. observe it. You know, I think one of the biggest things is becoming an observer instead of an active participant in the anxiety. And that might sound so weird and like, mm-mm. just weird therapist talk or something, which by the way, I love me a good therapist.
Same.
But you say that in order for you to understand that you're not your thoughts and you're not your feelings. Yes, they are so happening. But the second that you can become like an observer instead of this is happening to me and like, this is okay, this is happening. Mm-hmm. It's like you get less attached to it and you stop fueling it. So yes. This literally just happened in SoulCycle. Like, I don't know why I was getting like rushes of panic. Oh, I know why. Cause I wasn't feeling that good. And one of my friends was like, I gave her a hug in the morning before we got on the bike. And I was like, hey, how are you? And she's like, she was great. And she said, how are you? I'm like, I think I'm fighting a cold. I feel a little dizzy. So I'm a little worried about this ride. I might pass out.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So I said that in my, I was just joking. I was like, she was like, feel better or something. I'm like, well, we'll see how it goes. I might pass out. And I was like, yeah. I just spoke life into me passing out. And then I just started to like panic on my bike. And you guys,
you kept thinking
I was observing how I was like, oh my God, I spoke life into that. And I'm like, come on, you know that you can just be here. You know that you could walk out of the room. So I gave myself all the options. I'm like, you can walk out of the room. You can let this happen and just watch it happen. If you pass out, great. People will help you. It's not a big deal. You'll come back and it won't be a big. So I went through all of the things and I was like, just detached from thinking all of these different things. But I just observed how I just kind of stepped away from the feeling. And I was like, okay, it's happening. Let it wash over your body. And it kept happening while I was on the bike. And I was like, just let it keep happening. It's totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's normal. And I actually know that this happens to like, oh my God, I'm not going to put a percentage on it, but I would say this is happening to over half of the people that you realize, whether it's in the same room as you.
Yep.
When I started sharing, even that's happened in SoulCycle, other people came up and they're like, that happens to me all the time in there, but I keep using it as like my teacher to keep showing up even with it.
Yes.
So I keep showing up to the places and the things with it and I keep allowing it and I keep observing how the feeling is just like trying to keep me from doing it, but I'm going to keep showing up and sitting in it and observing it and being like, this is normal.
It's totally normal.
Don't you think it's the thought of it not being normal that we're more panicked about?
Yes.
Tell me.
I did that same thing.
Take the wheel.
In yoga, the hot yoga ones that are intense, I will sometimes be like, I can't do this. Is the other person going to think I'm weird? Like, what if I bat? Like, those stupid things, just to give it another workout example.
Yeah.
But everybody in that class. First of all, if you pass out, no one cares.
Yep.
No one cares. Like, people are going to care.
Of course.
They're going to help you. But everyone is in the same boat. You often think like when you're at a party or something like that, you're the only person that's nervous. I guarantee you everybody's nervous.
And I say that at parties. So whenever you can, like you can be like, hey, I'm nervous or whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't say, you can say what you want. But for me saying the words, I might pass out just in put it in my brain. I'm not going to say that. I'll just be like, I'll probably avoid saying things like that so that I don't speak it into life. But as far as being nervous, I think sometimes calling it out and being like, here's another thing.
What?
And I'm catching myself right now. And I'm sure a lot of the people who do mantras and affirmations and all of those good things.
I feel like
instead of saying, I am nervous, it's I feel nervous.
Yes.
I feel this because you are not, you're not, I am is one of the most, whatever you insert after I am is one of the most powerful things that your brain is hearing.
Right. That's so true. And just that little shift of saying, I feel anxious rather than I'm anxious.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
Oh, I've just been noticing I need to change my language again. And this is so crazy because no matter how much, even if you teach on it, I've literally written about this in my book. You go back to you always have to go back to the basics and the fundamentals.
Yep.
Always. Because you forget.
Those little things.
Yeah.
Speaking of basic and fundamentals, I find I've been really stressed and I just got a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Let's just give a shout out to sleep. Sometimes you just need to
sleep.
Drink some water and go to bed.
Let's make a sleep jersey.
Yes.
You know how like guys have football teams?
Yes.
And some girls.
Yeah.
Let's literally be like a sleep jersey and just on the back, it's like sleep number one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And they'll be like, is that a team? And you'll be like, yeah, I'm team sleep.
Fantasy sleep ball.
Oh my God. And we could just be like, how many hours are you getting?
Yeah.
And we'll just like pick different.
What kind of sheets do you have?
I'll be like sleeping in Fiji on Egyptian cotton.
Yeah.
2000 thread count.
AC temperature 65.
Oh my God. And like whoever picks last, like kind of has like cotton sheet, Super 8 motel.
Yep.
And you're like, ooh, maybe not the best sleep, but put a quarter in that vibrating bed. You could maybe make it happen. Like, like new hotel, new on the roster. And we're like all fighting for it.
Yeah.
We see a lot of promise.
Yes. I'm sorry, but sleep is just so underrated.
Team sleep.
Team sleep all the way. Do you like it? Are you a hot sleeper or are you a cold sleeper?
Do you like it hot or do you like it cold?
I like it freezing.
Oh, cold.
Freezing.
I set my air conditioner. I just got a new Dyson fan.
Oh, that's nice.
I think I've told the story that I had a chili pad for a while, which is a cooling chili pad. And yeah, but it broke multiple times. So I decided I was done with the chili pad because I just got really sick of fixing those things.
Yeah.
So you guys, it's a pad that pumps cool water through, which is freaking amazing. But for some reason, nice. I just feel like I had a defective one. But
yeah.
Try it. If you're a really hot sleeper and you can't figure it out, I slept so good on that thing, but it was a little loud. It's a little like,
it makes noise
because there's motors on the side that pump through it. So if you're an earplug sleeper, great. Or if you like the sound of white noise, awesome. This is for you. But it was definitely like motors in the room.
Yeah, but the cold, I got to have that cold.
I got to be honest. It was so amazing. It's like when you crawl into crisp sheets and they're super cold and you're like, oh,
yes.
This is going to be delicious sleep.
That is so nice.
Oh God, it's so good. All right. Well, any parting words?
I would just say, I don't know what to say except for get outside and plant a tree.
Oh my goodness. That would be nurturing.
Yeah.
Get outside, plant a tree, be in nature.
Yes. We really should plant a tree.
We should. When do you want to do that?
Probably in December.
Perfect. That's my birthday month.
Yeah, exactly. We could plant a tree for your birthday.
Sagittarius. You're Scorpio?
Yep.
I love that. Okay. All right, guys. Until next time, be questionably awesome in all parts of your life. Because sometimes if you strive for awesome, it can really just be a lot of stress.
It can be.
Let yourself be questionable as well.
It's all good.
Free yourself, forgive yourself, give yourself grace, love yourself.
And go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Team sleep.
Woohoo.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.